What is happening? How you doing? My name is Yogi Roth, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Life Without Limits podcast. I am absolutely jacked. This has been a process for me, man, over a year where I've just been listening, studying, talking to people doing podcasts. What's the right style? What's the right tone? What's the right voice? And just like I wanted to as an athlete, I was like, man, I got to get in the game. Just give me a rep, coach. And here we are. Here's rep number one. Probably going to stumble my way through elements of this, but I'm really looking forward to sharing some unique stories with you. When people ask me how to describe myself, I always net out at storyteller. And I've been a jock my entire life. I've played everything I could dream of, but I've always been obsessed with story. And so much so that I fought it. And I can remember being a child and I came home from school one day and my mom said, Yogi, you're a writer. And I was like, nah, man, I'm going to go play in the NBA someday. And then, of course, turn into college football, the NFL. And I always gravitated back to writing, to storytelling. And as I transitioned from playing football to coaching football to now being in the media and being a broadcaster, a filmmaker, all of those elements that are fun in the media world, it really knits back to the story. So to me, with the Life Without Limits podcast, we're going to go a lot of different places, but always we're going to talk about what it means to go for it in charge. I want to explore what it means to be human. You know, how do we find our most authentic path? How do we chase our dreams? And I'm going to be talking to some really cool people. I think you're going to dig their stories, other storytellers, adventurers, athletes, coaches, global speakers, what I like to call agents of change, and people that I just meet on the street. You know, I love to travel. I love to meet people. And just like every one of you listening, and I thank you for listening, we all have a story. And to me, the question is, are we sharing it? And almost more importantly, are we living it? And that's what this podcast is going to explore. And the simple analogy that I've been using in my brainstorm sessions is imagine a river and water flowing down it. And it bounces off rock after rock after rock. And that's just what it does. I'm really interested in people that said, you know what? No, I'm going to build a dam and I'm going to send the water the other way. And I think that's exciting. You know, in the sports world, we've heard about it of, you know, coaches who I'll bring on this show who are selling insurance. And you know what? I don't want to go do that. I want to go coach major college football. And now we're head coaches at Power Five schools. You know, there's great stories about innovators that left college. You know, obviously we're talking Steve Jobs, and we're talking about inspirational people like Bill Gates. There's so many out there, and I've been drawn to that my entire life. For those of you that don't know me, first and foremost, thanks for listening. I think it's probably smart to share a little bit about my background. I grew up in a tiny town in the middle of nowhere in northeastern Pennsylvania called Dalton. But I grew up in a really unique background. You know, my mom, our mom, I have an older sister and younger brother. Mom was a refugee from the Middle East. She grew up in Israel and Germany, ultimately in Haifa. That was the kibbutz she lived on. And her parents were both Holocaust survivors. And she grew up in this amazing community that was built upon grit and love. She moved over to the U.S., met my dad, who's the most well-read man I've ever been around in my life. And both of them were social workers. And we were raised in a house where we really were aware of how good we had it, because of the people that our parents were around, and just the point of view that they shared with us. You know, we didn't travel a lot when I was a child. We didn't really have the means to go exploring all over Europe or get on planes as a family of five. But our parents, well, I didn't know it then, they bring traveling to us. You know, we would have a foreign exchange student live with us pretty much every summer. And while at times they would steal my room, and I wasn't appreciative of that, what they did is embed us with this desire and understanding of what else is out there. And I thought that was really cool. What an incredible foresight by them. And now that I'm older, I'm not surprised one iota of how we were raised and why we were raised. And of course, we can ask those questions now. But that is something that initially shaped my siblings and myself to have this desire to seek and go and charge. And I don't really know if I ever understood that until the last couple of years. You know, the child, I was the guy always jumping into the big waves. You know, as an athlete, I always wanted the last shot, wanted to make the game-winning play, enjoyed those types of moments, and had never been afraid of big moments. And I was always drawn to other people who enjoyed that. I always wanted to be around other people. And the analogy that I like to use is we all have a flame. And sometimes that flame is charging and it is stoked and it is just raging. And that's when we're flowing. That's when we're on fire. That's when we're going for it. There's also times in all of our lives, mine included, where the flame isn't really there and it's this really slow burn and it's not ideal. And we've got to stoke that fire. You know, we've got to put some kindling on there. We've got to stoke it with a stick. You know, we've got to put some more newspaper on it, whatever it is. And what I found is that I'm really attracted to people whose flames are just firing and charging, so much so that when I'm in other countries and I can't even speak the language, if I sense that, I enjoy going up to those people. And that's what I hope this podcast is that it's just going to fill your soul and my soul when we get to have these conversations with unique people about what stokes their flame and why it stokes their flame. And more than likely, it's because they took the road that made them happiest. You know, when I grew up in my small little town, nobody told me, yo, you go follow your dream and play major college football. You know, my parents supported it, but they didn't even know what major college football was really at the time. Nobody did. It was that take the safe route. You can go to a D3 school and, you know, have a really successful career. And Charles Woodson was hot at the time. And I can remember my friends saying, oh, you'll be Charles Woodson. And coaches telling me that. Or go to a 1AA school. And I just had this vision that I couldn't turn the TV on a Thursday night and watch ESPN and see somebody else playing, knowing that I should be there. And that's why I walked on and got really lucky. And I'm sure at some point throughout this podcast, I'll tell that story, but I got fortunate to play in my second game as a true freshman and away we went. And went through that story of getting a scholarship and playing. And to me, it had nothing to do with getting the scholarship and playing, but everything to do with wanting to take that road that wasn't necessarily popular. And I didn't know it at the time, but that was embedded in me from a kid, from sitting across the table from my mom's parents and asking them story after story about the Holocaust. You know, from my grandfather, what it was like to be in a concentration camp and escape and join the partisan movement and escape and lose his first wife and son, but still come fighting back and live a life of love and positivity and gratitude. And for my mom's mother, what it was like to be 12 years old and be walking home from school and told that your family was just murdered. And in fact, not to be gruesome, but they were axed to death. And at 12 years old, she's on the run, hiding in farmhouse after farmhouse. And for me as a young child, to be able to hear those stories, I learned that I want to live a life of optimism. You know, before I'd leave their home all the time, they would say, Yogi, life is nothing without love. Make sure you give back. Make sure you're always loving. And yeah, at the time, I didn't know. I don't want to ever say the word love, right? I was 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't want to play that game. But they were embedding in all of our, my siblings, the power of that. And to me, there's something that I hope is embedded in me and it's going to be embedded in the people we bring on this podcast. As I got older, I started to really study human performance. And I really got to study cultures, so much so that I'd study them and go visit them. And as I go from community to community and country to country and continent to continent, I'd recognize the same thing, is that hatred or dislike or disapproval is something that's taught and learned. Ultimately, we all are born when we come out of the womb with a smile on our face and love in our heart. And I believe that all those other things are a choice. You know, I believe that, you know, we enjoy the simple joys of a hug and a handshake. And whether you can speak the language or have the same beliefs, you're going to go down that road. And to me, that is a life lived without limits. That is when you say, you know what, regardless of where my borders are, what I am told to believe or think, I think this. And it could be as mundane as sports analogies like the Red Sox and the Yankees. Look, they're all good guys potentially on those teams. It's okay to just like the team, but you don't have to go personal. It can be at the political election that's currently going on right now. You know, as these candidates keep taking shots at one another, it can be in countries that are war-torn and kind of gotten to go in a lot of those communities. And I hope to share some of those stories with you on this podcast. I'm really excited to go down these roads with you. I hope that I can elicit you to, through these interviews, to look at your own life and look at your own story and ask yourself that burning question of where's my flame at? You know, what gets me jacked up? What makes me so excited? What makes me stoked to live? And am I living that type of life? And it's going to be fed through a variety of unique guests, hopefully some unique anecdotes. And by no means do I have all the answers at all. But I do have this thing now where if I'm not living a life of purpose, of service, of one around high performance in sports and community and culture, and on in what I'll call a big stage, which can be defined and redefined 100 times by all of us, I'm not interested in it. You know, and I want to keep seeking and I want to keep living. And there's good and bad of that. I'm sure some people could tell you that the dark side of that as well. And we'll get into that as well. But ultimately, we get to go once. And I hope that we take away from this podcast and these really fun conversations that we got to go in the way that feels right to us. And yes, our circumstances, whether they be personal, family, financial, they definitely influence that. But whenever I talk to them, so that's okay. You know, you just adapt the way you want to live and operate to that. So to me, life without limits is something, if you want to live your life without limits, is something you get to define and redefine. I'm not asking, and I'm not going to preach on this podcast of live this way, live, you can do that. And if you can keep seeking and keep charging, keep rolling and keep going for it, then we're on to something. And I believe that ultimately the greatest story that we can share is living ours truthfully. And our friends saying, yeah, you know, like, that's who you are. You know, yeah, that's Yogi. That's on point with his soul, with his purpose, with what he wants to be and where he wants to go. So it's the inaugural episode. I've listened to a bunch of inaugural episodes, and I always think that they're interesting and they kind of lay the groundwork. It's kind of weird to talk about yourself, but personally for me, I'm jacked to do this, and hopefully you'll enjoy the ride along the way. Please hit me up with feedback, with thoughts, with guests. I am coachable. I can handle the hard coaching. Trust me on that. And let me know what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what you're vibing and where we can grow, where we can get better. So here we go, baby. The journey begins. Life Without Limits podcast. Let's find out how other people are living, why they're living, why they've taken the road less traveled, and why they're charging, and what their flame is like, and hopefully you can stoke yours as all of you, as I've met along the way, and though, even those I haven't met, you're stoking mine from afar. So thank you very much. You can check us out on blogtalkradio.com/Life Without Limits podcast. We're also on iTunes, Life Without Limits podcast with Yogi Roth. You can check everything out at yogiroth.com as well. And of course, we'll be on all the social media platforms. So lots of love to all of you. I am fired up to be a part of this thing, fired up to have you. And we're going to take this thing out with what I think will be a theme song for us called Up in the Clouds, because why not? Every once in a while, we got to get up really high. As Felix Baumgartner said, to realize how small we really are in this amazing life, go for it like we want to. Lots of love. Yogi Roth. Peace.